FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Chris Farrell right now, and he is Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks.
I'm glad to have you on this morning. Yesterday, you guys released some information that for a long time we've known that Hillary Clinton used her private email system in, it was unsecure in and of itself, but she used it in foreign countries. Now we find out that FBI officials were also using unsecure devices to transmit sensitive data.
Yeah, I mean, this is just exhibit number 58 in the never-ending slow motion in the sense of being revealed, a criminal conspiracy by senior members of the FBI to steer the outcome of the 2016 election. It's a level of corruption and criminality like we've never seen. It's a sort of lawfare coup against the president, and this is probably the gravest threat to our Constitution. This makes Watergate look like a nickel and dime operation. It's horrendous.
Yeah. Yes. No kidding. So give me an idea of what you've uncovered in this most recent a batch of text messages and emails.
Yeah, I mean, they try to be cute and use unsecured devices to kind of talk around, or in some way, use shorthand or code word type phrases in an effort to continue their criminal conspiracy and discuss intelligence and law enforcement information on unsecured devices. And I mean, in the grand scheme of things, frankly, it's sort of a footnote.
Right.
A larger effort of, I'll give you an example. Look, there's a text message, actually an email from Lisa Page to her boyfriend, Strzok, talking about Oconus Lores. This came out about a month ago. Oconus Lores, that's shorthand for outside the continental United States, Lores. And a lore is someone who's used in a double agent operation.
Wow.
This was the effort to approach people like Carter Page and Papadopoulos and others overseas so that they could start a foreign counterintelligence investigation that they could then bring back into the United States in order to avoid restrictions on what the FBI does to penetrate U.S. organizations. And that would be the Trump campaign. This is devastating stuff. People don't realize, I don't think, the gravity of what these people have done in an effort to steer the presidential election.
Yeah, it's true. We're talking to Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. Think about that. The FISA warrants are for foreign surveillance, which in this case we're alleging that the FBI was trying to use foreign sources, which would be easier to surveil, to set this up. Another exchange that you received at Judicial Watch is Peter Strzok pointing out that somebody needs to stop using a Yahoo account to exchange information, because we all know, I mean, I was a victim of it, that half a billion people on Yahoo got hacked.
Yeah, I mean, the vulnerability of, frankly, all forms of telecommunication, whether it's text, email, voice, etc. I think even the most ignorant of folks has some level of awareness that your privacy is basically zero, right? I mean, no one will be shocked by that. But the notion that these guys are conducting official business and discussing sensitive matters, particularly a criminal conspiracy against the President of the United States, and doing it over Yahoo is pretty outrageous.
Sure. Sure. Well, the other thing that drew my attention in this information that Judicial Watch has released is that when you get further down into these emails and messages between Strzok and Page, you find out that there's information they were exchanging that even top level members of the department had not been read in on yet. Correct?
Right. I mean, essentially, Strzok and Page are doing all the staff work and all the coordinating and synchronizing of activities that ends up later being briefed to the leadership. So all the kind of raw data and the back and forth of what's really going on is the subject matter of the communications between Strzok and Page.
Wow. You know, we've talked about this before, Chris. I really expected that when Donald Trump got elected, appointed his own FBI director, appointed his own attorney general, the stonewalling on the part of the FBI to not release some of this information would at least ease up, if not end. And it seems like you're still every day in court battling to get this information.
You are correct. And the intransigence, the arrogance, the cover-up goes on and on and on. We were in court literally yesterday concerning matters about Bruce Orr, another one of these characters at the Department of Justice. There's about 1,600 pages of information that we're looking for. The court gave them 6 months to produce it. Look, anybody out there in the legal world or has any sort of involvement in law enforcement, et cetera, knows that you can process 1,600 pages for discovery probably reasonably in about 3 days. You get 6 months, which just so happens to push it beyond the November election. Surprise,
sure.
Surprise.
You
know, I it's hard for me to find the words to express to your listening audience the level of corruption, the real criminal conspiracy that people like Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, are sitting on top of, and they are hoping and praying that they just suppress this information long enough that they get away with it. And, you know, we're not going to stop. Frankly, we're one of the few people that actually produce any records at all because we sue them and compel them to. But if the United States has to rely on the work of Catherine Herridge at Fox News, Mark Meadows, and David Nunez, two brave congressmen, and Judicial Watch to uncover the story, and the entire Justice Department and FBI either sits on their hands or actively opposes it, we are in grave danger because, you know, what the hell is going on? Why is it that reporters, a public interest law firm, and a couple of congressmen are uncovering all this stuff, and everybody else in the world is playing ostrich?
It's a great question. Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch, judicialwatch.org. For more information on this, thank you.